Next on the 5 o'clock report.
May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
She gave her allegiance to God before anyone gave allegiance to her.
This will never ever happen again.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
A son named Charles with a prayer for his mother Elizabeth. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster. He is now King Charles III, Great Britain's first new monarch in over 70 years, following yesterday's passing of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. King Charles was serenaded by well-wishers as he arrived in London today. Monarch then took to primetime television to address a nation still in mourning.
As the Queen herself did with such unswerving devotion, I too now solemnly pledge myself, throughout the remaining time God grants me, to uphold the constitutional principles at the heart of our nation.
King Charles spoke one day after his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, passed away at age 96. The UK continued to honor her legacy in many ways today, including 96-gun salutes. There were also traditional bagpipes played. Then, after her son's address, came a service of prayer and reflection at the famed St. Paul's Cathedral in London. Both dignitaries and ordinary subjects filled the cathedral to hear words of praise and reverence.
At her coronation all those years ago, she walked up the aisle of Westminster Abbey, straight past the throne, and knelt at the high altar in silent prayer. She gave her allegiance to God before anyone gave allegiance to her.
Bishop Sarah Mullally speaking during today's ceremony. Outside, emotions ran high for some as they reflected on Elizabeth's unprecedented rule.
She just had that wonderful ability to be personable.
She's precious.
Very much.
Which queen, as a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother.
And this American tourist was mindful of the gravity of the moment.
It's just a moment in history. It's just a unique, we are here. This is like, this will never ever happen again.
President Biden says he'll be traveling to the United Kingdom to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. Today, the president was in Ohio for groundbreaking on a new Intel semiconductor plant. The president praised the plant as fruit from the Bipartisan CHIPS Act, designed to encourage domestic computer chip production and make the U.S. more competitive with China.
Unfortunately, we produce zero of these advanced chips in America. Zero. China's trying to move way ahead of us in manufacturing now.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine lauded Intel coming to his state.
We celebrate today a great victory for Ohio, but an even greater victory for our country.
That new plant is located near Columbus, Ohio. New research shows that long-term effects from coronavirus are more likely in people who also suffer from psychological distress. Doctors at Harvard University say those with depression, anxiety, and even loneliness when contracting the illness carry a roughly 40% increase in developing long COVID. It features long-lasting fatigue, brain fog, and even neurological and respiratory problems. Try number 3 for Artemis 1. NASA has new potential launch dates for its troubled moon rocket.
Our requested dates we put on yesterday were the 23rd of September and the 27th of September. Those dates I mentioned on Saturday that we're trying to work with other NASA programs and obviously other users on the range as well.
NASA's Jim Free. This is the third attempt to launch the rocket, with the first two being scratched due to various technical issues, including hydrogen fuel leaks. Another children's program embraces the LGBT agenda.
Peppa Pig is a British cartoon that has become as big a smash hit with preschoolers in the U.S. as it has in the U.K. And now producers have introduced their first lesbian characters in an episode that ran this week. Penny the polar bear reveals to Peppa that she is being raised by, quote, two mommies. The program is joining the likes of many others being produced in this country that seek to introduce the LGBT lifestyle to children under the age of five.
Michael Harrington reporting there. A former top Federal Reserve official says inflation is way too high, his words. That's what ex-Vice Chair Richard Clarida told CNBC. He added more interest rate hikes are likely on the way, as he believes they're going to 4%. Detroit ramping up production of electric vehicles.
Jeep will start with a Wrangler-like EV that it calls the Recon, as well as a 600-horsepower electric version of their big Wagoneer. Jeep brand chief Jim Morrison says those will be followed by two other EVs.
Correspondent Jeff Gilbert. Meanwhile, gas prices continue a slow descent. AAA reports the national average for regular now $3.73 a gallon, marking a 30-cent decrease in the past month, the cheapest gas in Texas and Arkansas. In New York, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.94, with diesel at $5.24. Pennsylvania, the per gallon average price now $3.95, diesel at $5.22. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, a debate over debates continues in Pennsylvania, a lack of officials causing high school headaches, and the Bills made a lot of their fans want to shout last night.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For tonight, a beautiful evening, then moonlit skies overnight. That's the harvest moon that'll be shining tonight. Low temperatures, 50s and low 60s, a few valley fog patches overnight. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and warm with high temperatures, upper 70s to the middle 80s. Then on Sunday, some morning sun for some, but turning mostly cloudy. Showers will overspread much of Pennsylvania and southwest New York during the day, moving northeast by night. High temperatures on Sunday, mainly in the 70s.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Now checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz is calling for a debate with his Democratic opponent John Fetterman before early voting starts on September 19th. Fetterman has agreed to a debate, but not until the middle or end of October.
Let me go back to your premise that he accepted a debate. There is no John Fetterman debate offer. Debates have to be held at a specific time, at a specific place. They have to have a host. You've got to have a TV station. We don't have any of these details. He just threw out this head fake idea that, yeah, of course, I'll do a debate. We'll get around to it. You can't have an imaginary debate.
Dr. Oz says he wants six debates with Fetterman, who continues to recover from a stroke. Fetterman said earlier this week he'd do just one. Frustration growing in Lawrenceville, PA, over the brown drinking water that's coming out of the tap in many homes. Lawrenceville resident Diana Lewis tells WETM-TV.
My water shouldn't be brown. You can smell chlorine so bad that it burns your nose. That's not normal. I refuse to drink Lawrenceville water.
The water crisis has been brewing for weeks in the tiny town of just 600. It started when it was discovered that a stick from a tree was being used to repair a bullet hole in the town's drinking water tank.
When you plug a hole in a water tower, you have to have approval from DEP for the materials that you use. And a stick with epoxy is not one of them.
The Pennsylvania DEP says the stick in the water tank is a violation of state law, and the town of Lawrenceville needs to fix the problem. A shortage of high school referees has led to changes in the fall football schedule.
There's been a scheduling switch for varsity football games in Section 5 athletics. A referee shortage has forced some games that would typically be played on Friday night to be moved to Thursdays and Saturdays. Varsity games require five referees, and right now the numbers are just not there. The pandemic is partly to blame, but so too are rowdy fans and badly behaving coaches and athletes. Fewer young people are getting into officiating, and that means the refs that are available are having to work extra games to make sure the games can go on in high school football this fall. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Sheetz, it's a great place to work, apparently. In fact, Fortune Magazine has just named it one of the best places to work in America. The Pennsylvania-based convenience store chain came in third on this year's list, trailing only Rochester-based Wegmans and Target. To the Empire State now, New York Governor Kathy Hochul declaring a state of emergency to boost polio vaccination rates.
After being detected in wastewater samples in three counties across the state and in New York City, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman has confirmed his county has detected polio. He cautions it could be linked to oral vaccines given out in Europe.
That oral vaccination can shed, and that shedding can create a test that shows that there is an element of the polio virus.
New York started testing wastewater after an unvaccinated adult in Rockland County suffered paralysis from polio in July. I'm Natalie Migliori.
The all clear has been issued this afternoon following the evacuation of Jamestown Community College's Olean campus. The campus put on lockdown around 1:15 due to a person potentially with a taser weapon. Olean Police Department responded and evacuated people from the buildings. No one injured in the incident, but the man with the alleged taser has not yet been located. Folks at JCC's Cattaraugus County campus asked to immediately go to their vehicles and leave campus. Anyone with information about that incident urged to contact Olean Police. The holidays are going to be here before you know it, and UPS is hiring.
Yeah, the shipping giant plans to hire over 1,000 people in Buffalo ahead of the season. UPS is offering part-time and full-time seasonal jobs to fill positions, including drivers, driver helpers, and package handlers. Seasonal package car driver positions begin at $21 an hour, and seasonal tractor-trailer positions start at $35 an hour. Details are posted online at jobsups.com. The company plans to hire more than 1,000 workers nationwide to help handle the holiday rush. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Tracy, I was a UPS hopper one Christmas season. I called it my paid exercise program. The New York Yankees are holding a Hall of Fame induction tribute tonight for Derek Jeter 1 year after his induction. Number two will throw out the first pitch before watching the game against the Miami Marlins with his family. They're excited about it.
Yeah, what do you want to see at Yankee Stadium?
I want to eat.
I like that kid. Jeter's number retired in May 2017, elected to the Hall of Fame in 2020. And Buffalo Bills fans tired but happy after staying up last night to watch their team throttle the defending Super Bowl champs 31-10. L.A. Rams were hosting that game. Bills quarterback Josh Allen says they stepped on the gas pedal in the second half.
You know, we hurt ourselves a lot in that first half. There's a lot to learn from, you know, but that second half, that's who we want to be, you know, going out there and executing the way, you know, we expect ourselves to execute.
The Bills' home opener slated for next Monday night against Tennessee. Your nightly market report is up next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
It was another solid rally on Wall Street today as the major indexes snapped a three-week losing streak. Tech stocks saw big gains on the back of some better-than-expected earnings reports. The main focus ahead is the Consumer Price Index numbers for August, which will come out next Tuesday morning. That index, the primary gauge of inflation. Most analysts are still predicting that the Federal Reserve will raise rates by 0.75% at their next meeting. Oil today rising to $86 a barrel. The Dow gained 377 points, the S&P 500 adding 61, and the NASDAQ climbing more than 2%, closing up 250 points higher. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Did you know there's a prayer about money in Proverbs 30? Hi, I'm Rob West with the Money Wise Minute. In that chapter, a man named Agur asked two things of God. First, he prays, "Remove far from me falsehood and lying." Then secondly, he prays, "Give me neither poverty nor riches." And he expands on that. He says, "Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God." He knows that wealth tempts us to forget God, while poverty tempts us to stop trusting the Lord's care and provision. Well, may having money never turn us away from God, and may a lack of it never cause our trust in Him to fail. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit moneywise.org.
All right, coming up on the 5 o'clock report, the newest words to make it into the Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The weekend is upon us, and it starts on a lovely note. Friendly high pressure set to produce fair skies and easy-to-take temperatures tonight and tomorrow. For tonight, a beautiful evening, then moonlit skies overnight. That's the harvest moon that'll be shining tonight. Low temperatures, 50s and low 60s, a few valley fog patches overnight. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and warm with high temperatures, upper 70s to the middle 80s. Then on Sunday, some morning sun for some, but turning mostly cloudy. Showers will overspread much of Pennsylvania and southwest New York during the day, moving northeast by night. High temperatures on Sunday, mainly in the 70s.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Now, finally at 5, yeet! Here's a story that hopefully isn't janky or sus. Yeah, those are just a few of the slang terms that have now official standing in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Yeet expresses surprise or as a verb to recklessly throw something. Janky means of poor quality. And sus, well, that's just short for suspicious because who's got time for three syllables when just one will do the job? Also on the list, in case you missed it, the popular acronym ICYMI, and for what it's worth, FWIW made it too. If you knew those already, perhaps you're a real baller, which denotes excellence, or maybe you're just adorkable, which is a dorky spin on adorable. Every dog owner knows the term mud season. We've all experienced shrinkflation, where products shrink but their prices don't. Then there are those words we wish we didn't know so well, like subvariant or booster dose. Maybe you feel the same way about virtue signaling, supply chain, or pumpkin spice. Well, time for some very familiar words now. That's the world we live in for Friday, September 9th, 2022. Thank you again for joining us. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.